What's going on, my nerdy friends? Thanks for pressing play today. In today's episode of Nerd Nostalgia, you're going to catch Brian, Trey, and Irvin, me, chatting about some nerd news of the week. So this is just a segment where we catch you guys up on what's going on around the Nerd Nation. Well, let's jump into it. And as always, you know the drill. Before we get started, here's a quick clip for you to enjoy.
I don't know. Leto kind of fits this. The angular face and everything.
Yeah.
I think he can pull it off.
Well, but they'll have to add makeup to him to make him look less like a vampire.
True.
To make him look more alive.
Yeah. So, guys, so demonic looking.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for joining us again on an episode of Nerd Nostalgia. You have Irvin, Trey, say hi.
Hi.
And, of course, Mr. Brian.
Hello.
Hello. All right, so we're going to jump into it and talk about nerd news going on right now.
Hold on, before we begin the nerd news, we've been hanging out now tonight for about 3 hours, what do you say?
Well, you were late, so I don't know.
Let's say it's 3 hours, and we've been drinking beer, sharing a meal, and no one has commented that I've got a new pair of glasses.
I saw them.
No one,
I thought if I made a big deal about it, you were going to make a big deal about it.
Okay, well, good. What do you think? Good, bad, no?
They're flashy.
Okay, well, too flashy though.
No, not too flashy.
Irvin,
it looks like you're going to own 17 cats in the near future.
What if I were to tell you that's true in the recent past?
No, I can dig them. You can pull them off because you get the poofy hair.
All right.
I just personally don't like the print that, like, I don't know. I don't know what, like, it's,
well,
like.
You know, I do.
Like that leopardish print. I don't know what to call it.
Tortoiseshell.
Truly, I was trying to go for more of the Trey style. I was. I saw his. I liked him. I wanted to be a little cooler like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay, so what I'm the general consensus is maybe no.
No, you pull them off.
Are these Warby or what are they? Where are they from?
I buy direct.
Oh, okay. So these aren't like try them on and like them for 5 days or whatever. These are actually your prescription.
Yeah. But the I buy direct, you can replace them if it's a bad fit. I guess it's free to do that. I'm not advertising for the company.
So. No. Like I'm saying, it's just that one of the things, because I bought from Warby Parker twice now, and one of the things I liked was the fact that you can order 5 frames. Now they're just clear lenses in them.
Yeah.
But you get to keep them for like a week and try the ones that you like on. So I ordered 5 sets of frames or whatever and ended up going with the same one I had last time.
That's actually really cool. So how much do you pay for a pair of glasses now? Through Warby?
So I got the blue light blocking lens because I look at a computer screen all day.
Sure.
And I got the thinner lenses because my prescription is so high. And so with all of that, I think it was like $145.
That's actually not that bad. I paid for just run-of-the-mill glasses at one of those. This was probably back in 2012.
At an eye shop?
Yeah. And it was like $250, $300 for, and it was like one of the buy one, get one free. But again, there was no bells or whistles. It was just crappy.
Oh, no. Don't. We were talking about this earlier. Adam Ruins Everything did one on glasses.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's such a racket for.
You can feel the flimsiness in those ones that you get that are just like, barely pass the product. I only go.
No, what I'm saying. No, what I'm saying is like if you go to, like your eye doctor, and they have like a selection that you can choose from. And so say like you get like a pair of Tom Fords or whatever, or Lacoste or something like that. Turns out that no matter what the brand is, they were all made by the same company, Luxottica, that is an Italian-based company. That the same people that make Ray-Bans.
Exactly.
And so they're all the same material, made in the same factory, in the same place. They just slap a different logo on it. And it's a different design, obviously, because that's what the design is the brand. But made by the same people. And that's why, like, Warby Parker's and other things that are doing it are so much cheaper, is because they're not made.
I just bought some Oakleys, too.
Like, oh, same people. Luxottica.
And Oakley, wow. Oakley had held out for a while. They used to be independently owned.
Yeah.
And it was up until, oh, man, it was after 2011, because I went to the actual headquarters out in, it's near L.A., but this was 2011, and they had since then gotten bought out by whatever that
Luxottica
megalopolis company is.
Right, right.
But that's why, again, why is it that all Ray-Bans and Oakleys and all those are $250? Because there's no competition.
Right.
Unless you buy your glasses at Kroger, like I sometimes do.
Yeah. And then, but now, like, there's stuff on Amazon. My brother-in-law actually had some of, like, the Woodies.
Mm.
And
wood frames?
Wood frames. Cool. With, and they were the shape of, like, a classic Wayfarer from Ray-Ban. And could not tell that they were cheaper. Like, they didn't feel cheap. I mean, granted, they were made of wood, but, like, as far as, like, construction and, like, feel and fit, they were fine.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, like, $10. I was like, yeah, easy.
And I basically lose or sit on my glasses all the time, so
I don't wear them enough.
Yeah,
I don't wear contacts now.
Like, I'll put them on tonight right before bed, but that's about it. That's because I wear contacts all the time. So 5 minutes of glasses talk.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get that sweet Lexicon or whatever it's called advertisement.
Yeah.
Even though we just spent the last 5 minutes shitting on it.
If you guys want to... Hey,
and Warby Parker, if you're listening.
Warby Parker. Fan. Lexicon. What is it called? Lexicon?
Luxottica.
Luxottica. I was like, Lexicon? I was like, that doesn't sound right, Irvin.
Well, it's because
Lando Calrissian's frames are from Lexicon. Was that what you were going to say or something along those lines?
No, I was going to say that you were saying it's Lexicon because the eyes are like the legs of your face.
That's how that works.
Boom.
Look at me being positive.
Yeah, for now. Okay, so first nerd news of this week is Daniel Radcliffe was rumored for consideration for a role as Mark Spector in Moon Knight. Marvel character. Thoughts?
I don't know anything about Moon Knight, but based on the casting rumor, he must be one of those characters who's not taller than 5'3". Because that's about how tall Daniel Radcliffe is.
Yeah, that's fair. Harry Potter is not a tall guy.
What accent is that?
I don't know.
Just go with it.
Just go with it.
Learn to like it.
Trey, what do you think?
I don't know anything about Moon Knight either.
He's best friends with Sun Samurai. Okay.
It's gonna be a Marvel series.
Show
him a picture.
I've seen a picture of Moon Knight.
Okay, so it's basically this dude. So you were mentioning Split earlier when we were just BSing around. It's basically the bad guy, the Beast. Oh, he has multiple personalities. Same thing, except he's kind of a good guy.
So the picture that I just pulled up is Moon Knight. So it's like a cross between Spider... Oh, this actually may just be like a one-off cover, though. Okay, I was like, because there's like no way. This is ripping off way too many things. It's like Assassin's Creed with Spider-Man, Wolverine, and Captain America. But I think this is a one-off bullshit one. So I won't use that as my basis.
I don't want Daniel Radcliffe to start doing Marvel movies, because I thought his whole career path was he made a crap ton of money doing the Harry Potter movies, and then he's gone on to do the artsy crap like, and again, I haven't seen it, but I want to, Swiss Army Man.
Good movie.
And all the other weird stuff.
He's done a couple other good ones, I think, right?
But it's like he just wants to make movies
to make money. Right.
Yeah.
So he's the Nicolas Cage antithesis.
Nicolas Cage.
The anti-Nicolas Cage?
A handful of bad movie decisions, but Face Off was not one of them.
No.
He's actually made some good ones.
I think we talked about this before. Face Off and then The National Treasures. That's kind of a guilty pleasure.
Can we
Gone in 60 Seconds. Lord of War.
Gone in 60 Seconds. Other than The Cars was a terrible movie.
Can we... Angelina Jolie's hair was the worst part of that movie.
I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of bed even with
No,
her
I
hair,
think
but
I think the lowrider
scene
just icing on the cake for me. It was awful.
That was pretty bad.
Can we just go ahead and admit that this is not really a nostalgia podcast? This is just a Nicolas Cage podcast.
Welcome to the Nicolas.
Welcome to bashing the cage.
Yeah.
Ooh, the birdcage.
All right, so Moon Knight's going to debut. Radcliffe is probably going to be the...
Hey, I mean...
The head guy for it. I think it's going to be good.
So the thing that you said he made...
He's a great actor.
He's making movies that he would like to make. So maybe he's a huge fan of...
I think he's a fan of the role. I think he probably read the script and was like, it's multiple personalities.
Maybe he's a Moon Knight fan. But then...
No one's a Moon Knight
fan. It's kind of like... what's his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt, really headlining the Sandman stuff for all those
Touché. Years. It might be. Yeah, that's a good point.
Or Ryan Reynolds wanting to play Wade Wilson.
Boom.
Forever.
Next one on that topic. Hugh Jackman could cameo in Deadpool, but not as Wolverine, as himself. That's been thrown out there.
That works.
They could totally make that work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ryan Reynolds cameoed as himself in Deadpool 2, so.
Yeah, they could totally do it. I think they should. I think.
And won.
I think fans would rejoice seeing it.
Oh, yeah. Did he win?
Well, he was on the magazine.
No, Hugh Jackman was Hugh Jackman in that scene.
I thought Ryan Reynolds was on the cover of that, World's Sexiest Man Alive or something.
No, remember, it was the World's Sexiest Man, but that was the thing he could staple on his face.
That's right. You're right. You're right.
And cut out the little eye holes.
Yeah.
I don't know how he wore that under his mask the whole time.
It works.
Yeah.
It does.
Does it, though?
It does.
Gretel and Hansel trailer debuted. Very horror. It's coming. It's right around the corner. It's January 31st debut. Trey, I know you're a scary guy, and that's...
Ooh, scary guy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
His nickname is actually Ghost Hunter, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
No one in the earth has ever called Trey
that. No, they in college they did.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. Sorry. Sorry, Mr. Positive.
No. It looks interesting. It looks a little bit different. I don't want to call myself a horror aficionado, but I know what I like. Yep. And so if it's just a movie where they're just jumping out at you, to get the jumpy scares or whatever, I'm not going to dig on that. That's just, it's cheap. It's a cheap flick to me where the music builds and then they come out from behind the curtain or whatever. Favorite movies of mine are ones that really fuck with your head. And really make you kind of think about it and are scary in their own ways. And this kind of has that feel to it where it's okay, what is the mystery? Because I guess in the trailer the whole time they're going over the story you've always read has got a rah, rah, rah to it.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That intrigues me a little bit.
I thought it was a little bit closer to that source material. And so that's why I was this is...
Yeah, because source material is fucked up.
Yeah.
Hardcore fucked up. But, yeah, I mean, I'll give it a shot. I don't know if I'll get time away to go watch a horror movie in a theater by any means, but...
Oh, yeah, that's a Netflix one for sure. Or Redbox. Brian?
I've kind of grown out of horror movies. They don't do anything for me. I watched a lot of horror movies in a short window of time. I think it was my freshman year. I must have seen every one of the Saw movies that were out by that point. The Hostel movie in theaters.
Those aren't even horror to me. Those are just gore.
Yeah. I had someone who told me that he called them gore porn.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Gore porn.
Yeah, I get that.
Because it's people getting hacked to pieces. So maybe I'm not thinking of the right thing. But that part of the trailer where she pulls the hair out of her mouth, nope, I'm done. Don't need to watch that movie. I'll watch people eat kids every day. But you pull the hair out of your mouth, nope, it's not the movie for me.
So kind of on that topic of horror, the New Mutants movie trailers, it debuted, and I know y'all saw it earlier. The Kevin Feige actually saw that and... was totally okay with it. Like, no, he's like, I want to run it as is, which is more that horror theme. Y'all just saw it. What do y'all think?
I mean, I see it. I did see kind of the horror twist to it. I'm curious to when it's set. New Mutants wasn't something that I really got into, back in the day. I knew of it, but I just wasn't, I don't think I was reading comics at the time. And I think there's been a couple of iterations, if I'm not mistaken, there's been like a couple of iterations of New Mutants. So like, I think there's one like kind of back in the day and then one a little bit later on, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably, yeah.
And like, I didn't even recognize any of the mutants, like their powers and stuff. I don't know. Like, I'll have to do some looking into it, just having just seen the trailer. Cast looks good. I mean, I recognized the guy, I apologize to the actors, but other than Maisie Williams.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Stranger Things, and who else was in there that I just saw?
Girl from Split.
Oh, yeah. She's really good. I like her.
And also the nurse scientist lady, she's from Queen of the South. She's been in a couple things.
I don't watch Queen of the South.
So good.
And then a friend of mine's actually in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jacinto.
We should maybe interview him one day on the podcast.
Yeah, if he's in town. He lives in San Antonio right now. But yeah, it's X-Men, man. I'll give it a shot.
Fair.
Like, one of my favorites.
Brian?
I'm watching the trailer, and it's about a bunch of young kids with powers who wind up, you know, they get kicked out of their parents' house. They wind up at this school for gifted youngsters. And it's pretty apparent that they're going through pretty serious mind control, and things are not all what they seem. And it turns into a horror. This, to me, just seems like regular X-Men. I mean, think about it. You've got these superpowered kids that are essentially homeless, and they come into this wonderful mansion where they get to hang out with a bunch of people like them. What if Professor X is just a monster?
No, I think that the thing you need to take away from the horror of the usual X-Men is the federal government.
No, but here's what I'm saying is, what if all the X-Men stuff that we have watched, all the, hey, we're all a good team and we like to fight for truth and justice. What if that's all Professor X's bullshit?
And so, like, Morph just escaped and he didn't actually die.
Yeah, exactly. Twice. And so it's all essentially about Professor X, who's created this nightmare scenario for all of his basically child warriors. And you can never leave the mansion. Like, why is it that Scott Summers grew up there and he's still teaching? It's not because there's a limited number of options for mutants with great academic credentials. It's because he's essentially enthralled to Professor Xavier, the guy with mind control powers.
But Fraser Beast became like the president or something.
Well, what if all of this is just the creation of Professor X, and the New Mutants is just like a realistic vision of what it's like to live in a mind control mansion for runaway kids with powers.
Also, when is this set? Because that hospital looked like ancient.
Yeah.
And then they had like an iPad.
If Professor X can make if Professor X can change what you see about the world and stop time and control your brain, do you think he's going to like invest in wallpaper and cleanliness? No.
Bet.
That's how you keep your costs low.
I don't know. Patrick Stewart's a classy guy.
Yeah, but he makes you think he's a classy guy. He's actually got a really crappy American accent, but he makes you think it's a slick British accent.
Got it.
I'm just going to shit on that entire theory. What you might have not noticed is something called Demon Bear. That's supposed to be the like ultimate big bad guy. Kind of what you're saying is as far as the X-Men, the whole making them the illusion, whatever he wants to see, that or whatever he wants them to see type thing. That's kind of what they think is going on in this movie, because towards the end of it, you can kind of see things are like starting to fall apart. They're not kind of really making sense. So what they think is actually reality is actually just Demon Bear's portrayal into their minds about it, because I think he lives off of fear, and so he's trying to freak them out, and that's why everything is breaking down the way it is. But you were kind of close there, but I did want to shit on it a little bit. I'm taking one from your playbook.
Why can't you be more positive, Irma? Why can't you be more affirming?
Continuing on, sir, Spider-Man is supposed to either cameo or maybe like kind of like have a role in Venom 2.
Spider-Man?
Like Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I did hear that. And I don't know if it's the real poster or not released. It has Carnage on it.
Yeah. That looks cool. I think that was a Boss Logic painting.
Okay. Then, I said, I didn't put much stock in it. It just looked cool. That's where Venom came from.
But how is that going to, how does that, I'm so curious how it's going to work from Tom Holland Spider-Man crossed from the MCU crossing over into the Sonyverse. Into the Spider-Verse, yeah. Into Sony's Spider-Verse. And so...
Other than the speculation of, having, the Spider-Man multiverse with, a Tom Holland and an Andrew Garfield and a Tobey Maguire and, a Miles Morales character, live action, anyone listening?
I'd rather there be... Rather than put all those guys into a live action... I'd rather you take either the voices of those guys and put them into the Spider-Verse-averse. Just put them in the Spider-Verse.
Master's degree in literature, people. No big deal.
I think it's literature and cultural studies. I have to think back to what my wall says. Anyway, so I think if you took them and either... But I think another cool thing you could do is kind of have it turn into... The Who Framed Roger Rabbit in Toontown, where you've got live action Tom Holland, but in the Spider-Verse.
Mm. Okay.
Hmm.
Or live action all three of those guys.
That'd be interesting. That's not going to happen. They're going to go for what Trey was talking about, a legit straight live action.
Or what his first thing, where it's they voice the characters that look...
They might do that too, but they're pulling Tom Holland out of the MCU to go into the Spider-Verse. They're not.
Well, I'm sure that was a part of the deal with Sony, and there's a lot of different things that are probably going along that deal other than Tom Holland just crying to both the studios and telling them that they need to make this happen.
Oh, Tom, you're such a lush.
I like him.
I do like him as a Spider-Man. A lot of people don't like his version of Spider-Man because it's too Disney. I'm like, okay, I can kind of see it, but I'm like, he's very personable, and even his character is also very personal, but so, I don't know.
We skipped past the Birds of Prey discussion.
We haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay, well, spoiler warning, we're talking about Birds of Prey right now.
So, I guess we are. The trailer debuted. Old Margot Robbie looks phenomenal, in my opinion, as always.
You could say she Margot Robbied your heart. No, I guess you couldn't say that. That'd be stupid.
You obviously wanted to talk about it, so go ahead. Or do you want us to start and you end?
It could be because I don't think that movies and reality, there's a really thick line between the two of them. I really want the Harley Quinn movie to basically be the sequel to Moulin Rouge. In which Ewan McGregor as Black Mask is the guy that lost Nicole Kidman at the end of Moulin Rouge. And he grows up to be a crime boss in Gotham. And that's why there's a lot of singing and dancing in the Harley Quinn movie. Because he still thinks he's in the Moulin Rouge musical, but now he's a villain. That's what I want for this movie.
I can get behind that all day.
It's not terrible. Well, there you go. That's what you're going to expect from the Birds of Prey.
That's what's definitely not Birds of Prey.
I'm going to be so disappointed if that exact thing is not what happens. If literally it's like that in every way except for one, I'll be like, this movie could have been great. Fuck it.
No, I saw the bubblegum shotgun blast. She has the hyenas. I mean, throwbacks to Batman the Animated Series, her original debut stuff. And I know that there's been so much that's been written about her comic book wise and the movies and stuff that she's been in. And so I'm sure there's a lot of material to borrow from. But those two things bring it back to the original to me. Or those are the things that I picked out of it that I remember. From watching the animated series, which...
Would y'all say this looks better than Suicide Squad?
No.
It looks like same caliber, you think?
Yeah.
Hold on, do you mean the Academy Award-winning Suicide Squad?
Nice callback. Good.
Apologies. Same caliber.
I think it's going to be a little bit better. I think they're inching forward, but...
It's not hard to be better.
Yeah.
But it's also...
When your average is dog shit,
It's, yeah, I mean, get a, if it's a little bit better and it's playing off, like, kind of the campy, like, cartoony theme. I mean, again, will that work?
I think they're trying to make her into, like, the DC female Deadpool is basically what they're doing.
One thing I noticed about the trailer was, it was a really quick little thing, but she seemed to sniff a little bit of whatever. There was some, like, drug that she snorted a little bit of.
It's usually called cocaine.
Well, but I don't know if it's cocaine, but okay, so here's my theory, based on the trailer, is it's not cocaine, it's like some, like, it's like Chemical X, right? And so a lot of the movie is going to be about her going on essentially a trip, and so she's going to be hearing, again, this is just my theory, she's going to be hearing Ewan McGregor as Black Mask going through a musical number. And then you'll occasionally switch to the sober version where he's just like, no, I'm going to fucking kill you.
You want this to be a recreation of the musical episode of Scrubs.
Where she's got the tumor?
Yeah, and then she hears everybody singing and they go through song and dance or whatever. But everyone else knows...
It's not a musical.
And the asides are, it's not a musical. Like, she's really sick or on drugs or whatever the case may be. That's what you want.
I think based on the trailer, that's what I think it's going to be. Everything's come down. Shit.
Yeah.
Everything comes down to poo.
From the top of your head to the bottom of your shoe.
Also, this has guy love in it.
Yeah, it does have
it's guy love. It's guy love between two guys.
Shifting gears into the next headline here. Matrix 4, Morpheus has been cast. I'm going to butcher this name. I'm putty sure it's Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. You've probably seen him in a couple things. Most recently, he was in Watchmen.
Did he play Cal?
He did play Cal.
Okay, I was going to say his.
Yeah. Way to not spoil it. Good job.
Hey. Fancy boy.
Way to go, kid.
So. Okay, go. So, all right, continuing on with that. Who was cast for what?
Just basically a young Morpheus has been cast. And so...
Oh, Morpheus.
It's a prequel.
I was thinking about Morbius, and we can talk about that in a little bit.
You know, I didn't even post anything about it. So, yeah, let's...
Well, we'll talk about
let's
it.
Let's transition into it, because no one really had anything to say about the,
oh, yeah,
the thing aside from...
I just don't know who that character is.
What's Morbius?
Yeah. The living vampire. That's
Marvel. Oh,
So they distributed by Sony too. So it's the same.
Oh, it's from the Sonyverse. Yeah.
And so,
why did I think it was
Morbius is the living vampire?
It's Leto, isn't it?
Yeah, Jared Leto has been cast as Morbius.
I think that's like supposed to debut this year. Like, I think it's done filming, dude.
Oh, you know who July 31st should have cast? Yeah. Oscar Isaac.
Ooh. I don't know. Leto kind of fits this.
Yeah.
The angular face and everything.
Yeah.
I think he can pull it off.
Well, but they'll have to add makeup to him to make him look less like a vampire.
True.
To make him look more alive.
Yeah. Guys, so demonic looking. Oh, he hasn't even gotten to make
He got like super skinny and everything for Requiem for a Dream. And like I just see that Leto as like Morbius, and I'm like, yeah, I can dig it.
So you think of Morbius more as a heroin addict?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that the way that he lost a lot of the weight in Requiem for a Dream is by getting rid of all that extra arm weight that he had. Spoiler warning.
Oh yeah. If you haven't seen it.
Save yourself the suicide watch that'll put you on.
Yeah. Great movie.
Not an
uplifting book.
Not
too.
An uplifting. Is it a book?
Mm-hmm.
What's it about? Probably the same stuff as the movie. Shut up, Brian. Go home.
It is exactly the same stuff as the movie. It's written, it reminds me of trying to read A Clockwork Orange in the way that it's written, and it just kind of flows, and it's got like the like kind of like the tattoo, like a you know, like the language and everything. Especially what I can't remember the actor's name, the giant black guy.
Oh, Keith David.
Yes. And the way that he talks. So
Wade Marion.
Yeah, the way that he talks in the movie is damn near recreation of like the feel you get from reading his lines in the book. And that they did like he's perfect for that role. And it's such a small role, but it's so memorable.
Keith David, if I were to ever meet him in person, would not only make me feel incredibly safe just to be around him,
yes,
but also very afraid at how safe I feel around him.
Easily.
Okay, have you read American Psycho?
Yes.
Psycho?
That's how you pronounce it.
Yep.
That's how
Psycho.
100%.
That's how you pronounce it. The P is unsilent.
I think you're putting the wrong emphasis on some of these.
Well, why don't you go pull out your literature degree?
Yeah. I got it. Hang on, I gotta dig it out of the toilet.
Oh, okay. Good joke. Your jokes are really good. You should try them again sometime.
Yes, American Psycho is like that too. It's just the way it's written. And I like that book too. I mean, and I like A Clockwork Orange. I like Requiem for a Dream. And I like American Psycho. And it reminds me of reading Brian Jakes as a kid when you're trying to read for like the moles and they have like that stupid lingo and it's hard to read because every word is misspelled. And it's just like you're supposed to read it like it sounds, and that's kind of what it reminds me of reading like A Clockwork Orange and Requiem for a Dream. Is like you just read it like it sounds and it comes out in your head and it may make sense and it may not. And you have to reread
like,
it.
In his Dark Materials, the Damons, the Matt Damons.
Mm-hmm.
Damon.
Can you edit that out too?
Okay,
but okay, is Clockwork Orange, is that difficult to read because it's all in Britishy talk where it's, oh, oi, oi, good oi, oi?
No, it's difficult to read because... Well, the language is half of it's made up. It's all slang. That's made up slang.
Crikey!
No.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
No,
wait,
like.
Which language is this?
Nope.
It's made up, like, for the book. It's like he took Tolkien's Elvish and made a slang out of it, and it resembles the spoken word.
Do you remember. Okay, how many of the future lingo words do you remember from Batman Beyond?
Oh, none. I need to, that's a rewatch.
You got any?
So fetch, bro. I don't know.
Okay, shway.
Okay,
that's all I got.
Yeah. I remember that.
But I know they had they
credits.
Hold on, are you sure credit. Shway is one of them?
I think they said Shway in Batman Beyond.
I know they, for a fact, say it in one of the most... Not this recent episode, or they're not this recent season of The Flash, but the one before that, where the premise was that the daughter came back and helped them out.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's a Shway.
That they probably stole that because I'm pretty sure Shway is from Batman Beyond.
That'd be a super cool Easter egg if they did do that.
So have y'all watched? Speaking of the Flash, have y'all watched the Crisis on Infinite Earths miniseries?
Yeah,
or the crossover.
The three episodes that have debuted so far. Yes,
I'm sick with what they did with Kevin Conroy. Sick.
That was pretty bad. It's not good at all. By the way, like. The last one was so good. This one, I'm just like, this is bad. Like, did y'all hire the people that made Suicide Squad and Batman vs. Superman for this? Because it's bad.
I wish that all the directors that were directing those episodes had the courage, because it takes courage, to look at Ruby Rose and say, try that, but less acty. Because every time she's in a scene and it focuses on her, She'll do this with her face. Huh? 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 And it just, it's so over the top. I don't like it.
It's fair.
A-Track. Credits. Creds. Dreg. Fizz. Jokers. With a Z. Kicks. Peggit. Retro. Rips. Royal Flush. Schwarbedge. Shway.
Hey.
Got it.
Ding,
one.
Ding, ding.
Slag.
10 slammin', points. Hufflepuff.
Slapper. Soars. Spliced. Twip.
I think I remember the spliced.
Some of those aren't... See, I think... I was thinking more in terms of words...
Specific to...
Like cool or that's radical.
Yeah.
But they tried to do that, but with like future stuff. I think splice is just...
Soars is like S-O-A-R-S is cool, neat, awesome.
That soars, man.
That soars.
Nah, that's stupid.
Right.
The future is stupid and scary and I don't like it.
But the other ones, yeah, Shway, Rips was another one that they used. And then Kicks was the other way. So like I said, Kicks, Shway, Rips, Soars. Those were there.
Fun fact, speaking of Batman Beyond, I went and I watched the first episode, probably was well after 2008. You know what lines in that first episode that'll blow you away?
From Batman.
Well, that's in there too. That's in the, I think it's the second part of the first like episode. When Terry gets jumped by the Jokers with a Z outside of Bruce Wayne's mansion... You all know the scene I'm talking about?
Maybe. Put a smile on my face.
Yeah! They pull out a switchblade, and they look at Terry, and they say, and this is back in, I want to say it's the early aughts. They pull out a switchblade, they look at Terry, and they say, let's put a smile on that face. I heard that, I was like, whoa!
You got a nerd on?
You could have said, I felt nerd nostalgia.
Oh. What? Oh no! What did Brian want it to be? Nerd, nostalgia here. What was it?
Whatever my terrible idea was for the title, it was better in quality
than the
art cover that Urban paid $5,000 for. He paid a man $5,000.
No.
In credits. Creds.
No, he paid it in American currency. Greenbacks.
I need another drink. I'm out.
Well, you heard Trey's drink clank and Brian's yawn, so you know it's time for us to head on out. Thanks again for joining us. We'll catch you on the next episode. And remember, stay nerdy, my friends.